Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in through online affiliates around the world via our podcast, we're glad you all could be with us as well. We always are trying to inspire you all when it comes to not only pursuing your own goals and dreams, but also realizing the impact that we can have on the world around us. Our next guest definitely knows all about that. We're excited to welcome Nathan Rideau to our broadcast today. Nathan is an individual who's a journalist. He's also a creative, and he's also the man behind Sue Aromatics. We're going to talk to him not only about what it's been like for him to do work that he loves, but also to be able to make an impact and a difference as well. If you guys are just now finding about Nathan and Sue, we'll let you guys know how to be able to stay connected with them online. Nathan, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Cyrus. Thank you for having me today. It's a real pleasure. Pleasure to be here with you.
Well, look, the pleasure's definitely all mine. I really, when I was prepping for this segment, I mean, there are so many things that we can talk about here, Nathan, but I think what is so interesting is about your own personal brand and how you've been able to use your own interest to be able to kind of share bits of yourself with the world. As I mentioned, people may know you as a journalist. They may also know you, of course, as an entrepreneur. They know you because of your love of health and wellness. What has it been like for you, Nathan, through your own brand to be able to share different parts of yourself with the world?
Well, I guess for me that would – I guess it would come with age and going through different phases of your life. You want to put different aspects of your life or you want to utilize different aspects of your life. You know, you go through different interests at certain phases of your life, different interests, and you want to use your basic skills that you've always had interest in and try to further it, you know, through any way possible. And for me it started off as, you know, I'm a hip-hop guy. I grew up in the South to call myself a down South B-boy. So I was always a guy in the hip-hop, so I started trying my hand at rap when I was like 17 years old. And because I always had a way with words, and, you know, that lasted maybe about 8 or 9 years. And once I stopped, I still had that, you know, the love for words and the English language. So, you know, with no experience, I taught myself how to write, how to become a journalist, construct stories, articles, columns, and later on blog. And that's where it all started. You know, I'm a writer at heart and a creator. So from there, it just branched out into other avenues.
Right, right. And Nathan, I think what's interesting is, and I kind of feel the same way. So when I was prepping for your segment, I thought about myself. We live in a world that teaches us some contradictory messages. You know, some people
right.
will tell you, you find one thing and you focus on that one thing. Don't be all over the place. Then we're told, don't put all your ducks in one basket. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you're diversifying. A lot of what it seems like you've been able to do, Nathan, and I follow this path too, is that just doing what feels right for you, doing what feels like is a natural extension of yourself. When you kind of look at your brands and what you've done, especially now with Sue Aromatics, do you think that kind of is what has led you to where you are today?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because like I was saying earlier, you know, you take these little strings that you have in your life and you tie them together, and they get woven together. And I think for me at that particular time, like I said, it was music. I had a hip-hop podcast called The Genius Generation at the time, and then, you know, it kind of progressed from that to – I'm leading up to Sue Aromatics, but it went from that. You know, I take that back. I did a documentary back in 2013 with no experience whatsoever. I had no idea what I was doing. I ended up writing, doing a narration, and directing it. and I went from that. And I guess that was pretty much kind of like the start of my creativity in this phase of my life that I'm in now.
Right.
Then later on, I'd start podcasting with the Genius Generation. Then I did Players from the South. That was the first hip-hop podcast that was totally scripted, and it was a fictional drama. And then after that, I did Food Dope Podcast, which I was interviewing hip-hop-inspired culinary chefs and culinary executives. And around that time, with my interest in food and being around a lot of chefs, that's how the name Sue come from, just like the word sous chef. So that's how I got the name for Sue Aromatics. And, you know, everything I've done always ties back into me being a creator, being a writer, being, a historian of hip-hop, I guess, and music and art, I guess. My appreciation for art, let me put it that way.
Right. And we should say, too, your love of health and wellness and being able to share information that way. So I think, you know, that is what also makes your journey so interesting. I love that you talked about, you know, the podcast, because there, of course, for people who may not know, I didn't know about the documentary. So, you know, having the documentary, doing the podcast, being a journalist, what has that been like for you to know that when people hear the name Nathan Rideau, that there are different things that people may know you for?
For me, I guess it's just, I guess I just feel natural. I remember at one point when I was doing my documentary, I was like shocked to find out everybody wasn't like me. Everybody, you know, some people just don't think they can do something. Well, I'm the kind of person, I think everybody can do something. And when I found out I can do something, I really dive into it. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. What was that?
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah, so have you found that that's one of the reasons why then, Nathan, that people are drawn to you then, because of that, because you being able to show them by example what's possible?
Yeah, you know, that's people's reaction when they find out, or if I tell them, like, even about the documentary back then, and they look at me like, you know, I don't believe, you know, you did that. I've written for, even before my documentary, when I was a writer, I've written for Gospel Today magazine. I had no experience. I just happened to call the right person on the right day, and, you know, I wrote for the newspaper in Atlanta, and I just had no experience doing any of this stuff. I just took an interest, did my studying, and called the right people on the right day and got my foot in the door.
Wow.
So, you know, and I guess when people see the vast things and projects that I worked on and things that I've done, I guess, you know, they can get some inspiration from. I would like them to get some kind of inspiration from that, so people won't feel stuck in whatever they're doing, to let them know that everybody has something that you can achieve.
Right. Well, you said a couple of things there, Nathan, I think we need to go back to, because I think there's a lesson here. And again, it goes to so many people feel beat up. So many people don't feel like, for one, that they can do things, and other people feel like people don't believe in them, right, that they can do things. So I guess an obvious question would be, what made you different? What is it that made you say that if I want to do this, I can do it?
Wow, that's a great question, and I never thought about it. I just kind of roll, you know, roll with what I'm doing, how I'm feeling at the time, what I want to try, what I want to start my research on. But that's a great question that I would have to do some self-examination. I really would. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then let me ask. Go ahead.
I really couldn't tell you. I would have to look into myself for that one.
Got you. Well, let me ask you this then. I know for myself, just thinking about the creative space that I've been in, there was no one in my immediate family that had ever done it. But they didn't tell me I couldn't do it. They were supportive, even though they didn't know if it was going to work. Or, you know, did you have people around you that, even though it may have been different than what they did you have people around you that told you, okay, Nathan, if you want to do that, yeah, you know, you can do it, or we'll support you? Was that kind of what you kind of grew up around?
Yeah, well, I put it this way. I was never discouraged, but I guess the generation that I come from, Generation X, I guess our parents would, you know, for them it was work. It was about bettering themselves, bettering, you know, their families. But I guess when our generation, Generation X, came around, we had something different, which is we had a subculture of hip-hop, I think, which goes a lot into the mentality of teaching, giving you that entrepreneurial spirit to really foster your creativity. And I think that's what a lot of our generation got, that, and that was spilled over into me.
Got you. Well, then, has it been an easy thing for you to realize then, Nathan, that just by your being who you are and doing what you do, that you've been able to inspire other people and motivate them to do the same thing?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to be used as an example, because there's certain times where I think certain things are impossible that I don't want to do, but, you know, just for the challenge of it, I said, let me go ahead and dive into this. And so I would like to think people can look from afar and feel, you know, inspiration from that, and, you know, really admire that somebody has the confidence and, you know, the tenacity to want to go after something like that.
Gotcha. Well, I want to go back then to Sue Aromatics, because I think for people who are just finding out about it, for our audience joining us via the podcast, Nathan, they're seeing pictures of it. Talk to us about what it's been like for you to create the line and kind of what goes into the line itself.
Okay, great. Well, like I said, I'm a historian. I listen to tons of music, old classic music, you know, over the years. Just for me, wanting to get in the industry, I've maintained a lot of information. So I just study, man, and I think I listen to music different than a lot of the people. I listen to it for the art of it, so I'm able to break down music and vocals and this and that and get my inspiration from that. So, you know, Andre 3000 had the quote, I think, where he said at one point he started dressing the way he was because he wanted to look like the music. So one day a couple of years ago, I was like, if I'm listening to something, let me come up with something that what this song would smell like. I'm feeling this song so well. I want to see what this would, you know, get some inspiration from, whether it's a artist, group, song name, song title, whatever, album name. So let me create something that I could see what this smells like. And for instance, Outkast, this was my very first fragrance that I came up with. Outkast had the song on their first album called Crumbling Herb. So I thought, you know, my very first, you know, it's my signature scent. I came up with something called Crumbling Peaches and Herb, which is like a tribute to Outkast and the, you know, the classic group from the 80s, Peaches and Herb. But it's called Crumbling Peaches and Herb, and it's an herbal mixture of hemp and peach nectar. So people are kind of shocked when they smell it. But I think that's been my best seller over the last couple of years, and I have a one dedicated to UGK called Woodwill, which is a mixture of sandalwood and warm sugar vanilla. You know, it's those kind of mixtures. Tribute to Biggie called It's Unbelievable, with a mixture of lemon pound cake and mint mojito. So a lot of experimenting, a lot of trial and error. So, you know, I just play with them, and that's where my inspiration for Sue Aromatics come from.
Got you. So for yourself then at this point, because it is something that's so personal that kind of goes into it, when you have someone do support it, and we're about to let our audience know how they can be able to do that, and they tell you, you know, how smelling it makes them feel or what it makes them think about, do you feel like as a creative you've done what you wanted to do?
Exactly. That's the best feeling. That's the best feeling I get in the world, especially when other people can attest to something that I've done. That's probably one of the best, most satisfactory feelings I can feel.
Love it. Again, everyone, Nathan Rideau is our guest today. We're talking with him not only about his journey as a creative, but also as a journalist, an individual who's been able to do things that he loves, but also to be able to find an audience and tribe that supports it as well. We also been talking about Sue Aromatics and what it's been like for him to be able to create that and see the response to it. So, Nathan, for our audience that wants to experience it for themselves, let them know how they can stay connected with you, as well as how they can promote and be a part of Sue.
Okay, great. You can stay connected with me on Instagram at Sue Aromatics. That's S-O-U-S, the word aromatics. Or you can reach out to me at IG at TheProfessor73. That's at TheProfessor73. And the Sue Aromatics website is SueAromatics.com. Once again, that's SueAromatics.com.
All right. Well, Nathan, congratulations to you, man. Glad we had a chance to catch up here. And definitely look forward to having you back on the broadcast to find out what's coming up for you next.
Oh, thank you very much, Cyrus, for having me. It's a real honor, as I said. I really appreciate it.
Hey, glad to do it, man. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.